Hi, my name is Jennifer Marsman. In today's webcast, I'm going to give you an introduction to delegates and how you can use them in your code. I'm going to do that by showing you some code that I wrote and how after I refactored it to use a delegate, it became much cleaner. Let me start by showing you the expected output of the program. I'm going to first modify this variable, reduce 1, 0, so that it runs a little faster for you. But I'm going to hit F5 now to run it, and I should get 2 lines, which I did, and what I'm doing is comparing the relative performance of 2 different operations, and I'll show you that in more detail when we look at the code. But for right now, you can see that the first one is 2,615 milliseconds, or about 2.6 seconds, and the second one is 1,458 milliseconds, or about 1.4 seconds. Okay. So let's take a look at the code. I'm going to hit Shift Alt Enter to move to full screen mode and make it a little easier for you to see. This is my original code before the refactoring. Now what I'm doing is comparing the 2 methods and their performance. So the first is this compute perfect squares 1, and the second is this compute perfect squares 2. And what I'm doing for each of these methods is capturing the start time before the method executes, actually executing the method right here, and then finally on this third line, I'm subtracting the time, the current time minus the time it started is how long that method took to run. Then I'm printing out how long that took on the console. And I'm doing that twice. I do it here, and then I do it again here. And then, in case you're curious, these compute perfect square methods are listed out down here. And what I was really doing is playing around with the new stuff that's in .NET 4.0. In case you're not familiar, there is a lot of support for parallel programming in the .NET Framework 4.0, and so I was playing with the difference between a regular for loop and this new parallel for loop. So just an extra plug, if you haven't played with that yet, check it out because it's very, very cool stuff. Okay, but it does have nothing to do with delegates. So let me move back up to my main method. And the thing that I don't like about this code is the fact that I'm doing this chunk of code, I'm running this block of code twice. And so there's a couple things wrong with that. The first is that I have to make changes in multiple places. For instance, if I wanted to change the way I formatted this line, for example, I would need to change it here and here. And although that's not a big deal because I'm only doing it twice here, it could become a bigger deal if I had more and more of these as my code base grew. And that kind of leads to another problem, which is more potential for error. Let's say I wanted to print out in seconds instead of milliseconds. Not only do I have to change that in multiple places, remembering to change total milliseconds and this part right here to say seconds now, and I have to change that in multiple places, not only that, but it also increases my potential for error. So I might make the common mistake of, when I'm changing it from milliseconds to seconds, to use seconds instead of total seconds, which is a common mistake when you're playing with time. So I'd really like to clean this up and have this block of code only live in one place. So let's take a look at the differences between these 2 blocks of code. You can see that they're pretty much the same. The only major differences is the method that I'm calling is different between these 2 code blocks, and the thing that I'm printing out on the console line is different, original versus parallel. Okay, so I could refactor this, as most people are probably comfortable with, but the problem is I need to call a different method in here. So if I wanted to put this entire block in its own method, I would need to send a method into the method as a parameter. And that's a little bit different, and that is where we can use delegates. A delegate will allow me to pass a method into another method. So let me show you how to do that. I want this delegate to have the same method signature as the methods that I'm going to be passing in. As you can see, both of these methods don't return anything, and both take no parameters. I'm going to create a delegate that reflects that method signature. So let's define a delegate that looks like that. A delegate that returns void and passes in no parameters. I can do that right here by saying delegate void method delegate, I'll call it. Okay, and this method delegate is returning void and it passes in no parameters, so it will work with our two methods that we're using down here. Next, I want to refactor out this chunk of code. So I'm going to select it and use Visual Studio to do that for me. I right-clicked and now I'm going to select refactor extract method. It prompts me for a method name and I'm going to call this method run and measure time, since that's what it does. Okay, so what it did is pull out all that code for me and replace it with the code that calls there. I'm actually going to change these parameters a bit. So the things that we noted were different between these two chunks of code are the method that we're calling as well as the string. So I'm going to pass those in. And what I can pass in here is the method delegate that I've already defined. So I'm going to call that method delegate, and I will specify the variable name as method to run, and then some string output text. And that'll be these things. And then I'll update my method to use those parameters instead. So I would like to call right here method to run. And then here, instead of passing in that original 4, I'm going to control X to keep it in my clipboard, and then I'll use it above. But before I go up to that code, let me quickly fix this code up. I want to put the date time right here, just move these things down. So we've specified that start time is a date time and that duration is a time span. And then I can remove those things from up here in my main method. All right. Now I want to update my method call to pass in the right things. So the first thing I want to pass in is a new method delegate. I could define this as its own variable, but I think it's easier to just instantiate it and pass it in all at once. And what it wants from that is what is the target method that I want to call. And so that would be compute_perfect_squares_1 that I pass in. Then the second thing I want to pass in is the string that I copied to the clipboard earlier. So I'm going to do Control V to do that. All right, so now this should be the same as what we were doing before. I'm passing in my compute perfect squares and my original 4, and then this should do the same thing. So let me update the second block of code. Run and measure time. We'll pass in a new method delegate. In this case, we want to compute perfect squares. Oops, sorry, 2. Move too fast. And then in this case, we are going to use the parallel 4. That is what we want our output to be. Now I can delete all of this code. And I think I've refactored this to work as expected. So you can see what we've done. In summary, I've created a delegate that takes no parameters and returns void. Then I've created a method that encapsulates out the behavior that I wanted, using that method delegate as one of the parameters that I pass into it. And the other one is the string, the output text, which also varied between those two chunks of code. Then I just run the code that I was running before, replacing this method to run and this output text appropriately. And of course, the last step is to update these guys to do the right thing with our new method. So the behavior should be about the same. Let's run and check. Now I'm waiting for it to compute. Okay, so you can see this was about the same as the original. The first iteration took about 2.4 or 2.5 seconds, and the parallel iteration took about 1.4 seconds. So we are getting a performance gain with the parallel version. Our refactoring doesn't appear to have changed anything. Of course, as a good developer, I should have a full suite of unit tests to run to make sure that the refactoring didn't break anything else as well. Hopefully this webcast taught you a little bit about delegates and how you can use them in your code. Thank you very much.